I had a wreck outside Upper Sandusky, this side of Upper Sandusky on Road 30. Mashed up the front end of my car, and it was near Kirby, Ohio. And my grandmother, after I got to checking the distance, I was out of Upper Sandusky and all, when I had this wreck, I was practically in front of my grandmother's, the farm she used to own. Head up there. She owned a farm on this side of Upper Sandusky, and they sold out and moved to Indiana. And there was two other farmers that come from the same locality, bought farms just right down the road here from where I live, and adjoining farms. One was a Mulder family, and the other was a Miller family that moved in there. And it was kind of a coincidence that I should have a wreck there and run into a doctor. The way it come, that's this level strip of country through there, and the road was just as level as it could be, and I see that as I was coming, and I was driving pretty fast, and it was a drizzling rain. I don't think I was going over 60 mile an hour, but as I was driving, I noticed this car sitting on the left-hand side of the road as I was coming west, and just as I got at a filling station, and I could see it for miles. I seen this car when I was way back. Never give it a thought, but what that was a car parked there. And just as I got up down to it, the guy drove right across in front of me. And he was an old country doctor by the name of, I can't remember what his name was, but anyway, he had doctored my mother's family, or my grandmother's family, there when they lived at. At Kirby, Ohio.
No kidding. Hey, I just noticed I lost a page here in the process. I'd better get this while we still have a little tape left. This page got detached and got stuck down behind it. Well, today I teach something and another one of these situations, you say, and tomorrow.
You taught.
You ever use the expression learned? Who learned you that?
I've heard the expression. I'd rather use I taught. Who taught you that?
And you might, if you send somebody a letter, you might.